Let's call the meeting to order at 6:10. Okay. So everyone's here, right? Or right here. And I'll look at November's minutes because we ended up not having a meeting in December because of weather and weather and weather. So
right.
If everyone had a chance to look over November's minutes.
Okay, so would you prefer them printed going forward, you guys?
That'd be great.
Okay.
That'd be great.
I will try.
Okay, we appreciate that. So, all those in favor of approving the November minutes, November 6th minutes of the Wells Village Library Trustee meeting, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Okay. Minutes approved. So, we'll move on to the Treasurer's Report. Michael?
Okay. I'm just going to make sure I got the right thing here. I believe that's it, right? Treasury report includes AP, not including. Okay. Excel detail, Excel summary. Okay, we'll use this. Yep, yeah, okay. Sorry about that. I just wanted to. Okay, just got to make sure I scroll this. Okay, so this is through December. It's for the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. So half the year, takes account half the year. And really nothing changed since last time we met on the income side. You know, we still have about, you know, basically it's mostly the Stewart's grant that we got for $1,000. That's been the bulk of the income. On the expense side, let me just pull this down here. On the expense side, we obviously have a good deal of savings in programs. We've only spent $336. Books, same thing. You know, and if you skip down from postage for a second, you've got you know, a little bit in some of these other categories as well. So, you know, doing a really good job with expenses in terms of, you know, only $2,000 to date. Versus, you know, a full year of 7,200, which is in the budget. Postage, I have it as red. The only reason I did that was because this 419 reflects the what we paid, but also the first courier bill. So this was, which, and Julie can correct me if I'm wrong here, but it covers October 1st to December 31st,
correct.
Right? 3 months. And I think it was what, like nine or eight visits or stops?
It was eight, seven, and then eight.
Eight, seven, and eight. Okay.
So if the post office is closed on a holiday, there is no stop. So.
Okay. And so, and it's like $5 a stop.
It's
or whatever.
$5
right.
a stop.
Right. So I think the total bill was like 115 or 120 or something like that.
It was 115.
115. So that's included in here. That actually hasn't been paid yet. And normally I wouldn't include it, but I wanted to include it because I know we've been talking about that for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it gives a more accurate idea of really where we are postage. Mm-hmm. So if you look at this, if and Julie, so that we would have two more quarters then for this fiscal year, right? So So if we spent this around the same, say we have another $250 maybe to in postage for the remainder.
Yeah, so I try my best. I use caps and I put in the notes, courier, libraries only. Every once in a while we'll get a rogue mail. So I got, so you'll see on this one, so there was one book I had to return in the mail, and then we just got another one. Yeah. So next month there'll be another one.
Okay.
So I try my best.
So wait, we have to pay the courier fee even though they go to Boulder, and you have to go to Boulder and get them?
Yes. Yeah, so if you do a stop here, mm-hmm. it would be
$1,000.
So yeah, because it's split four ways.
Oh,
so it's like $26 and change per one stop.
Okay.
So we can, because Karen did have this approved, and then you can write a grant, which Karen did write, but when she left, it, when Gina went to follow up on it, the deadline had passed.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. I didn't mean to.
No, that's okay. So just going forward then, down the road, we might want to look at postage, bumping that up a little.
For next year, for budget,
yeah,
I'll
right.
absolutely.
I mean,
well,
excellent about the courier, but, you know.
Well, actually, I guess the answer is sort of yes and no, in the sense that if, in fact, that stays, that rate stays the same for next year.
It's already been developed like a couple, maybe like $1, I think they already sent me.
Okay. Do we have control over the stops though? Like, or is that
if we share with Colton, we have to do the two stops?
And it's always going to be two stops a week, is what it is.
Yeah. So if we have our own, we can do our own. It'll be one stop, but we're paying $26 for the week.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's so I think it's going to be fairly, other than going up a little bit in price. So let's say it's $125, $130 a quarter next year or something. That, so you're right. So yeah, we'll have to bump it up to like 600 or something.
Yeah.
But had we not done this, we were running. I mean, my God, we were doing almost like $100 a month.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So right now we have at least 23 books out. I've emailed it because there's a way to do a report. I can't find it online, so I don't know if we have it. So that's 23 books that we have out right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. From the courier. Mm-hmm. So times that by five, that's $100 right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and that's just one month.
But it's also a much more efficient way to do things. It's so much better. Thank you for going to the event. Book club people are thrilled with it. Oh, man.
And if the book,
if
the number of people increase, it really doesn't matter, right? Because if there's 10 more books, it just goes by stop, not by
stop.
Yeah.
Go by
so that.
Well, we could get 10 more people. I'd be happy to have 10 more people.
Yeah. So at this point, the library fund, which is at $17,254, which when you account for the postage that will be paid. We started the year around 18,000. So, you know, we're just basically running a small deficit this year of about 737 income versus expenses. The income is down because, you know, we did budget for similar type of fundraising and donations from previous years, obviously, with all the disruptions and people leaving, coming new people and so forth. This number is not even like a ballot, to be honest, the original number. But expenses, obviously, Julie's doing a really good job in that. And so we're really offsetting any of the income that we have lost. So I think we're in really good shape for the next 6 months. And that's pretty much what I have. I will say this, just a couple of, just a thing on administrative wise. So what I did was, and with Julie's help, I took the last 3 years of documentation that I had for all the different treasurer related issues, reports and so forth. They're in a 3-ring binders and they'll be stored here at the library it's one for each fiscal year. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they were stored at my house and I was like, that doesn't make sense. So so that's here now. Also having any file that we put up at the meeting, Julie's gonna, now that we have a library computer rather than personal, anyone who's always using their own computer or whatever. So that's gonna get saved on the library, laptop. And so that, you know, that's always there for historical purposes. Mm-hmm. I'll have to ask Sherry and whatever. I don't I don't know if they use like a server or like some type of backup for town files. Typically you would use like a server or the cloud or something like that. We don't obviously have access to that, but but for now I think this is the next best thing. And because right now it's all on my laptop, and again, we have the same issues, with Gina and stuff with the library. I mean, we didn't have we didn't have a library asset essentially to use. We didn't know. So I just want to say that that's in place. So.
Awesome. Okay.
Mine isn't going to be up because I was handwriting mine.
Okay.
So for November, I wanted to talk about the programs that we've been doing. The homeschool hangout. The first, we do it Tuesdays from 12 to 2, Annie and Gloria. We have eight kids, four families. We were closed for Veterans Day. 9 kids, 5 families, and then the 25th, we had 10 kids, 4 families. So we've definitely, that is turning to be successful. Our chess club, I always get at least one, but I've been getting 2, if not 3. That's for November and December.
Is that kids or?
October, we had more kids. But yesterday, 2 were here for robotics, and when they were completed, they sat, watched, and then we played after the 2 gentlemen that were here. And they come on Tuesdays too. But I didn't include that, but they both come to play chess Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and they usually stay the whole 2 to 6. For November, we've had 163 people come through. Robotics met one time during the library, so that includes robotics. I did not include them when they came on Sundays. November game night, there was 4 participants, which is up from five, right? Was I there?
You were there for the first one.
I was for an hour. Our first story time, I had 6 kids, and then 2 kids, and then 2 kids, and then I didn't get any last Saturday, the past 2 Saturdays, but I think it was because the holidays.
The holidays.
So we'll see. That's a big question, but I'm still going to offer it if they come, they come.
Mm-hmm.
December homeschool, we had 186 people come through December, and we were closed for 2 holidays, mm-hmm. 3 weather closes, and then one day Sarah was sick. But this includes robotics came like 3 times. Does not include Sundays, but homeschool hangout. Again, we had 8 kids, 4 families, 4 kids, 2 families, 4 kids, 2 families. And then our New Year's Eve, we had 2 kids, 1 family.
Mm-hmm.
And then our chess is strong. We have a strong 2. And I've been putting it on Front Porch Forum, and we did get a lady that came and wanted to be taught. So that was in Wednesday. Our yarn hour is very popular. We get between 4 and 7 people.
Wow. And people bring their own stuff.
People bring their own stuff. Yep. So that's
and
something.
And Sally and Sally?
No. Well, they come.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I know how to crochet, so I have my crochet stuff with me. And so we all sit there. So someone from new, not even a member here, came last week, and she's going to come again, she says, and she's supposed to, bring someone. So
that's great.
She is from
Word
Colt.
Of mouth,
yeah. Mm-hmm. She's from Colt, Maine.
Julie, can you get a picture, maybe, next time of them?
Yarning.
Yeah.
I'll ask.
If it's okay with them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna sign
with a disclaimer.
It's okay
to take my picture.
No, because someone. But the reason why I put robotics, that's like 8 people, And then in January, we had them here yesterday, but after their January 17th But we're getting about like 160 people.
Did Gloria have a competition? How did that go?
They made a state, so that's why it's continuing. And they're going to Essex Junction January 17th. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't have any idea.
Yeah.
Good for her. That's great.
Yeah. So, so those are the programs that we've been doing. So the Yarn Hour is definitely successful, and the homeschool hangout.
That's great.
And chess. That's
really, really
so
great.
So I've been trying to do the front porch form when I remember. And I'm going to be looking. I sent out an email, I haven't, but hopefully starting a gardening club. Thursdays are dead. So we're going to do something for Thursday. Talking about the courier, like I said, we have like 23 books out right now, and they're coming and going. I've returned 12 today. So,
is that book club books, Troy, or is that just random books that people
So today I received 3 for members.
Oh, okay. So
two different members, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a mix.
Got it. Just
So there's definitely, there's 4 that you generally will ask for books on now.
And then the book club people are told that these are the discussion sets that are available, and these are the ones you can pick from. And Julie sent us emails about all this stuff. So, I mean, it's an embarrassment of riches. There's just so much stuff to pick from. It is. It's wonderful. It is. It's awesome. I had no idea it even existed.
Yeah. A lot of books. So I did that. The front door, I haven't been opening, but we're going to keep it unlocked for safety reasons. But it's because it's just icy.
We were talking about that today. Can we add that we go get a cone?
How about like an orange cone?
An orange cone.
Just to make
town.
People think twice, like, oh, that must mean to go around.
Yeah, because
you know,
ice and we don't have that much salt. And,
yeah.
But
that sidewalk, the sheer ice under the snow.
Yeah.
So, and we can't keep that up.
No, it's we were talking about
the people coming in.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about moving the book return up here.
Yes,
so
I was thinking about that,
right?
Is it protected over there? Or is it out in the elements? It wouldn't be protected over there, would it?
Correct.
We can put it in the port pot. No.
So what we could do is, I think I have some plastic bags. We can put plastic bags. You know, if they put the book in the plastic
bag.
Oh, that's an idea.
You know, hopefully. A lot of times people don't really return them there, though. They come in.
They come in, right?
Yeah, because they change up.
That's
the
not that news.
Use that much.
Anytime I've checked it.
It's very important.
Yeah.
I completed the 3rd or 4th courses for the certificate. The last class starts in February. Two grants that I had to wait for to open up. One opened up, I applied for, you don't hear for a little bit. I think they said by March. And then the other one, supposed to open in January, and I checked the website, it just hasn't opened up yet, but it's going to be coming. And then I was hoping, I didn't know if Gloria was going to be here, if we could talk about, because one of the fundraisers that was done in the past with a Venmo or GoFundMe was the week of Valentine's Day. So I was hoping if because they have the bank accounts, maybe they can do that. Because that was one of the 2 GoFundMes that was done that brought in a lot of money.
That was one, just to recall, Gina kind of really ran that and took that one, you know, did a lot on that and raised a really nice, you know, chunk of money. And she had indicated to me that people were, she had like regulars who would look to that, you know, and I know nothing about social media. I don't know how that stuff works.
I don't know.
Yeah, and so I was asking Julie, do we have anything in the files that shows how to set that up or whatever, or, you know, because I don't think, you know, and because I think but the issue is that, to Julie's point, is the problem was, I think Gina had to set it up at like with her own account.
It was like a private.
Yeah,
exactly.
Private fundraiser. Yeah,
exactly. Because there was always a difficulty with the money part.
Exactly,
you know
exactly.
I mean?
And the tax. Exactly.
So
and
that's
then,
why we're hoping we can use the friends.
Yeah, so it'd be a nice thing for the friends because they have their own account, the taxpayer ID number, you know, and so nobody has to use their own account or checking check or whatever. you know, so that would be good if that's something that possibly they could do. What I don't know is, like, these people that normally have been repeat, you know, donors, like, right. Were they pinged or something by the, like, you start a new thing?
They,
like,
she shared, I went back, it was on her Facebook. She shared it on the library Facebook.
That reminded Facebook. People on her personal Facebook.
Yeah, so we're
doing this again.
Yeah, we post it on Facebook, and then you will share it, and we hope that people can do the online donations that don't necessarily look up.
I see. Here. Okay. That would be different then.
Yeah, so, like, we could talk about, so Dorset does an annual appeal letter, you know.
Paulette does an appeal letter, too. I get a letter from Paulette every year.
Oh, do they?
It's just a mailing. Well, not just. It costs money, but it's a mailing.
I don't think we've ever done that. No, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll see. And then it's on the agenda, right, for bingo.
It is on the agenda.
Okay.
Well, fundraising, yes.
Bingo. Okay. So we'll talk about that. Does anyone have any questions?
If you give me flyers, I'll be happy to hang them up someplace. I mean, the things that you guys are doing here, you know, an extra board game night or an extra library, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know if the bingo people are going to for go bingo come here, but right. You know, I mean, but we have like 35 people or something, bone builders, and they come from all over. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, tell me the day that you might pick them up or not pick them up.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to see our flyers going into the school.
Yeah, what about
that? You've got their crock pot cook-off one up, but they've never shared our board game night.
Will they hang a flyer, or will they give out a flyer?
They'll put it in their chalkboard.
Okay.
So it'll go out digitally on Friday to all the parents.
I'll have to follow up on that, because I did ask how to get on to that. And I don't know. Because
it's really important that we communicate better. We were such a tiny village, you know? We got to help each other out, you know. So what are you using? Facebook mostly? We talked about this back in November. No, using Front Porch Forum.
Both
of those two things. So if somebody wanted to contact, that would be the way. Do you use the library website much or not really?
We tried out there.
Okay. Without success.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I changed the hours.
Yeah.
I added photos.
Okay.
I added this stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that going back to the difficulty with the user-friendly
access?
I kind of figured out those three tabs, and I think that's really all we need right now.
Okay.
You know. Mm-hmm. You do a great job with the Front Porch Forum, because I checked that all the
time. I see it all
and
the time.
We're there. We're out there. And we're on the calendar for the homeschool hangout, and then there's a homeschool Green Mountain community, I posted to their private page too. That's how we get sometimes random.
And I think the word of mouth, they're spreading it.
Homeschoolers has a good time. Yeah, exactly.
They are going to
miss
people. Oh, I know.
They are.
You have kids in your church. Do you hang these in the church?
I don't know.
Well, Joni knows about it.
Well, Joni,
we don't have kids
that are homeschooled.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess the only thing
that actually I've heard of
this is seeing about the chalkboard at school.
And is there anything at the post office? I never go in there, but is there bulletin board?
There is, and it's just a mess. It's not regulated, so, like, every time I go in, I'll have to dig.
Yeah.
People just put on top of each other. Nice. But, you know, it's okay. We can, you know.
I hang stuff in Boldly from here, too, or whatever, you know. I mean, when the weather's nice, you tend to get more people.
Yeah.
And the chicken place always hangs stuff for me, and, you know.
Oh, okay, in Boldly.
Well, I don't know what is that?
The
Clock
30,
the Clock and Cafe,
whatever
that is.
Is that actually
that's
your will?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but they do hang stuff.
Yeah, we could have it around because we get the homeschoolers from all around.
Yeah,
all the time.
We have Boldly, we have
a wide range.
Right.
Uh-huh. Sorry, just thinking out loud.
Well, communication is key.
Granville, Hamden.
It's crazy.
Julia, quick question. So a lot of these programs you talk about are geared, obviously, to the kids.
Yes.
School children, or whatever. The Stewart grant was, when you read the letter with the grant, they do say the grant money should go towards, I don't know if they call it school or children's kind of programming or whatever. Is there a way we can track, like, how much of, like, these different programs you could label, like, you know, like, this should be applied against the... Like, we've already got the Stewart's money. It's not like we're but we really should do, like,
all the crafts that I've done have all, that'll be easy to figure out.
Okay.
All the crafts that I've
done, and all of the books have just been kids and homeschool.
Okay, so that would fall. Yeah.
For yes.
Okay.
Because so this year, because once I kind of got that under wraps, I wanted that. Now I'm going like adult, you know, the garden club, and then maybe trying to figure out like a crafternoon, but try to find someone to be able to do that.
Okay.
But I want it. I can only do one thing at once.
Sure.
It should be like, okay, but so it'll be easy to figure out because everything I've purchased is kind of kids.
Okay.
Kids books.
Okay. Yeah. And I can work with you on that. But I think it would be good to just kind of like, you know, basically keep tabs on that to say like, this is what the grant money was. This is how much we spent, you know,
so right.
That, you know, to see, you know, how much are we spending versus the grant, and then we'll be under, over, whatever,
yeah.
You know, so.
Because when it's done, we get applied.
Yeah, well, exactly. You might want to apply for it anymore. You know,
yeah.
And, it was a lot more than it was, and we have to, you know, or whatever. So,
yeah.
No, that'd be great.
Yeah, because like the two that opened up, the two guys that opened up, their family literacy too. So they would kind of be kind of towards.
Yeah.
You know, the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't most grants ask you for your budget beforehand too? Not so much Stewart's, but
Stewart's.
I thought they wanted it like itemized what you were going to spend the money you're asking for.
Yeah, like LLL would have been an example of that. Yeah. And I think, those I would call like more restricted grants, where they, like you said, they want to know exactly, okay, and maybe at the end of the day, they may even come in and ask you for the receipts and on and stuff. Stewart's, I think, traditionally has been.
They just ask you to post photos and recognize.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it would be, it's still good just internally. And if someday, if they ever did ask, we could say, this is exactly what we, you know, and
right.
So it's a good thing to have from that perspective. So, it's a little bit extra work, but I think it's probably not that, you know.
Yeah, like especially when I print out the receipts.
Yeah.
Can mark it, boom.
Yeah, and I sent you a file that is the detailed file to this, which I don't show to the whole group.
Right.
I can go over that with you. We can actually just tag what you want, and then just sum it up on a table, and you could have the whole, like, so it'd be pretty easy to track that way. So,
right.
And that's everything that goes through the credit card and that we spend. So.
Okay, yeah, because it was three attachments.
Yep. Okay, thanks.
Yes? Okay, thanks. Would someone like to make a motion to approve last month's minutes, the treasurer's report, and the librarian's report?
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve of the minutes and the treasurer's report and the librarian's report.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Right. Any additions or deletions to tonight's agenda?
Just something real quick.
Yes.
We're talking about, I was just talking with Julie, about maybe opening up the library if we have these bitter times other libraries open. It would be other than our library hours. Maybe that's something for us to think about. We would have to have somebody here.
Like a warming station?
Yeah.
A cooling station.
I think Gina did do it one time, and I know that Holtley's done it, and I think Paula has done it. This has been a bitter winter so far. Might be something. I don't know the ramifications. I don't know what's involved in that, whether we have to go to the select board and say we want to do this because it's not library hour. I have no idea.
Okay.
But it's something for us to think about.
Okay.
Do the modern women do it?
You know, that's a very good question.
Because they did at one point.
Did they? I haven't heard about them doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on that, Amanda? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. I know other libraries do, but I don't know how you go about it.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do some investigating. Okay.
Yeah, it's a good thought, though. It's a good thought.
It's also possible that other libraries are advertising it like it's an open place to come and get warm, but it's not outside of their regular business hours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just something to ponder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, just a reminder to people, you can come to the library and get warm, but they're not extending their hours and asking someone else.
We're open and we're warm.
That's it.
Open 6 days a week.
That's open
6 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four
every day.
Yeah.
We're only closed. Much bigger operation.
That's
exactly. I'll try to do a little investigating in that.
But again, it's just back to communication. Just a reminder, we're open and we're warm.
Did you know these are our hours?
Come to the library, the heat is on.
Yeah. Yeah. Light on for you?
Yeah. they got just that for now would be sufficient.
That would be something.
A reminder to people, these are our hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come, be warm.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Yeah. Grab a book.
Grab a
book.
Puzzle.
A puzzle.
Yeah.
That's a good thought. Just,
that's
okay.
A good place to start.
Right. Good place to start.
Crayons.
Oh, we have crayons.
Crayons.
We have magic markers.
Yeah.
Got it all. Julie and I know how to do this.
Yep. We used our paint pens here today.
There's no public.
Nope. No public.
So we have no public comments tonight. So that brings us to old business. Back to the sandwich board.
This seems like such a long time ago.
Gosh, I want to buy a sandwich board. Can we buy a sandwich board?
Yeah, well, we have the letters. I'm sure it will come with it. So, yeah, we'll just...
What do you think? Can we do it? Do
we have
we, I think we're fine to go and buy a new sandwich board.
I'm going
to
put this chur on.
Well, we have... we're going to talk about bingo. We got our dates, February 12th and 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll make... You know,
okay, but how about a goal that by March we have a sandwich board?
Okay.
Yeah,
how's that sound?
That's a good goal.
Is that a fair goal? Because
yeah.
Again, I just when I drive by other libraries, when I drive by other institutions that have that board,
mm-hmm.
I just think like you're having a program and it's right there at the end of the sidewalk. Today,
mm-hmm.
Book signing, today,
mm-hmm.
crafting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It might when it's real special, we stick a balloon on it. I mean when it's
mm-hmm.
really something.
Yeah,
people are driving by this all the time. This is the green of the town. It's a hub.
Yeah, no, it's a nice location for a sandwich board. It really is.
Oh
it's,
yeah,
and we pulled up the other ones, and they're just not. They're just
they're in sad shape. They're just broken. They gotta go.
They're sad.
Yeah,
yeah.
They've been loved, but not for a while. All right, so I'm gonna say a goal for March. Okay,
yeah, because I mean, we're like you said, it'll be good, and then we'll get our money from hopefully
bingo. It'll take long to get it. We know that it'll come, you know, or something. Boom, boom. The Lights of Wells. What can we say, Annie, about the Lights of Wells? And Amanda, you were here. It was
a big success. We ran out of cocoa by 5 o'clock.
Yeah, but
it was 5 o'clock.
Oh yeah.
Would you say you need more cocoa next year or the same?
The same.
I would rather us run out of cocoa than dump out gallons of cocoa.
It's breaking my heart as we're spilling.
We have dumped out more
cups
cocoa.
Of hot chocolate. That's
I think we should just leave it the way it is.
Yeah.
It's
I
a smaller pot.
Wasn't it 75 cups we made?
Yeah. We made a lot.
Maybe
people were coming back for seconds. I mean, that's not the whole purpose.
And you know, you can see the cup to an 8-ounce size and it's not like a 12-ounce cup. You know, it's a cup of hot cocoa.
Yeah.
They love the marshmallows.
And we'll remember to order it earlier next year. Because we were going to get it on Amazon.
What, the cups?
No,
the hot cocoa.
The hot cocoa.
Okay. Uh-huh.
You're being very kind. I got the wrong.
You can put it in the middle.
It was chocolatey.
It had marshmallows.
I
didn't
read
it.
The small print that says use milk.
Yeah, but the point is, we get the business library discount on Amazon.
Yeah.
And I don't. You pay taxes at the store.
And it was a cold night.
It was a cold night.
It was a cold night. So people were coming in.
We had plenty
for
of
that hot chocolate.
Plenty of goodies.
We
did
have plenty of goodies. It was,
I would say
festive.
It was a big success.
The Grinch was here.
Everything.
I would say the only thing that we need to prepare for in the future is mm-hmm. the water. Because the floors were soaked.
Oh, I know.
And these guys are down on their hands and need wiping it up with paper towels. And I'm like, we need a plan for this.
Well, if we have a runner...
Oh, that's an
agenda.
We need better runners.
We need a better runner.
Yes.
And I think we have two runners. Boom, boom. That
right
would help.
There, yeah.
And you're right. Again, it was snow on the ground. It was some years it rains. Some years it's 50 degrees. You can't, you know, you just can't plan. But you're right. It was a messy.
It was. I was sick looking at the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, because these floors are messy. But it was a success.
It was.
A lot of people.
Yep.
And we'll just, okay, so. Let's maybe put down some in October. We'll look at buying what we need or purchase and sit on the shelf.
Yeah.
I hope it can sit on the shelf. Okay, so we'll purchase in October.
And that could be part of the friends. Gloria is going to mention something.
Okay.
Because
we could even do purchase some for Annie's day, too. Make it a, you know, Annie's day cocoa.
Sure.
Like this from the Lights of Wells.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, they come.
They come. There were so many people. As I saw.
There was a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, that brings us to such an exciting topic, the bylaws.
Bylaws.
Yeah. Look at the progress we've
made.
A few short months, we talked about bylaws, and then here we are.
And here they are.
In the flesh.
In the flesh. Everybody got a copy.
You took these copies?
Looked them over.
I took pictures of them and had AI take them for me.
You are.
Fantastic.
Wow.
I don't like AI, so I took pictures of it. I put it in AI and I said, please type this for me.
Okay, well,
and then
you got me beat.
Type the...
The handwritten notes.
Oh, that's how they typed?
Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering who typed it. So
I thought you like inserted, you know, typed them in.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, I did.
No,
I just took pictures of it and I uploaded it to AI and
he
said, please type
Copilot?
This for me.
Is
I wouldn't know what to do.
The Copilot one? Or,
I wrote it all out by hand.
Oh, check GPT.
Yeah. Because you don't have to get in
that. That's a modern
You can stay logged out.
Okay.
But you're only allowed like five pictures.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted to look at it. Make sure it was good.
Okay. And that explains why my comments are, they weren't like, they weren't, they're based on like the way they were written.
Like,
in other words, like I wanted to like kind of like say insert this here or there, but the AI wouldn't. AI would just take the picture
and it literally mirrored it.
Yeah. I got it.
So that's why I said, okay, here's
Is that something similar to that? We talked about it. No, I wasn't here in October. We talked about it in November.
So I mean, you can continue with this when you go back. Remember, we were talking about how people drive too fast on this road and some kind of kids. I think kids are
really
cute, but I don't know how to make that. But anyway, you know, just signs so people are aware. And also, we have elderly who cross this road, and it's like,
that
came out after our time when you had the policeman.
Oh, yeah.
This is where it came out. And he was outside, and the weather was good, and the kids were out there. I stood in the road.
Yeah.
Because the kids, they weren't in the road, but they were around, and so I went out on the road.
We talked about this just at the end.
Mary Beth doesn't have
it. Yeah, it's coming up, but you know what? That was November, and I was on Zoom.
You were on Zoom.
I went
Out. And we don't have to talk about it now if I don't want to. It's just,
well, let's
you know.
Put it, how about we put it for next month so we can really talk about it?
I think
and
we need to
really
talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Okay, we should talk about signage or cones or both. I'd also like to find out from the town what...
What we're allowed to do?
Yeah. Like, are we allowed to put something in the middle of the road temporarily
just
during
sometimes, not all the time. You know what I mean?
That day I was nervous. Yeah. And the kids weren't in the road, but the policeman's car, and we were out there.
It's an elder kids.
Yeah, I mean, even my own kids are very comfortable with coming here. So when the car goes into park, they jump out and go.
It's a road.
It's a road.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, we should
put that.
Yeah, just
okay.
Just book the table.
Thanks for reminding me.
Okay, there was one thing on the librarian responsibility, and Mary Beth and I have talked about it. We do not think, number C down there, to keep all walkways and entrances free and clear. My personal opinion is that it's up to the town.
So,
because they own
this
building.
Can I ask a question for those who have been here longer than me or whatever? It's always been this way since I've been here, but was there ever a time where the town did, I mean, like, why did that happen? I don't understand.
I honestly
don't
know how it happened because I haven't been here.
So I kind of asked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Town hall or town office?
Uh-huh.
Sherry or Don Bruce does the sidewalks. DPW does roads. DPW does parking lots. They don't do this. So even the clerks over there are in charge of the sidewalks.
Ooh.
And if Don Cruz is there, he'll do it.
Well,
so
to say we're not going to do the front block.
Well, you know what? Sometimes one time I did do it because when I did it, it was okay and the sun was on it because it was Saturday. I said, okay, it'll melt. But then it was, then it melts and then it freezes.
And then it freezes. It's a problem all winter.
From the,
okay.
So that's why I kept it shut. And then
all right, so they're not going to do
it. Well, but can we make the words, you know, like to keep all walkways and entrances free and clear from snow and ice with the help of or like if the town doesn't do it, then the I don't know. Can we just, or, it just seems to me like a library responsibility. All this really important stuff about books and administering and right. and keep those sidewalks.
No, it kind of rubs me the wrong way that we have that in there. But if they're not going to do it, what do we do about it?
What if you had a librarian who couldn't do that?
Well, that is, Does that mean you can't hire that, like a handicap?
Right,
it's kind of, it is ridiculous, and I agree.
It's not equity and inclusion either.
Yeah, so. I think maybe, Mary Beth, what if we put, like, librarian will use best efforts within safety, like her own or his own
ability,
or safety permit. I'm not coming up with the right wording, but
in accordance with the town, or in like I'm trying to say. So if Don was around, he may or may not do it. He may do it. So
yeah, I don't
know. You don't know.
Just talking about the town building.
I don't
know.
Don has
done it here.
Okay. Yeah, I know Tony used to do it, right?
I know. I don't know before
then. And it just
didn't
dawn on me. Like, I'm thinking, why did they do it? It didn't.
Yeah, but they did.
There it was.
Yeah.
So I don't like that, but here we are. That's why we're talking about it. That doesn't seem to be
but
much of
you guys got a guy's name at the Lights of Wales.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And he came once.
Did he?
Yep, and he did the front for me.
And he just showed up?
He just showed up.
Huh?
And I was like, okay, so I have his information.
So why can't we change that wording to
help
doesn't need to say that she has to do it,
right?
She's responsible for making sure they are maintained. That doesn't mean Julie can't call me.
That's a good
point. With my two very willing children to come do it. Like anyone could do it.
Coordinating it.
I will say though, like that, if I do it, I put it on my timesheet. I get paid.
Oh, there you go.
So it's not like
right. So then she has the ability to say, "I'm fine with it. I can get it done."
Yes, that's a very good thought.
What are you coming in early?
It's your responsibility to see that somehow.
But if we get a snowstorm on a day that she's not working and she doesn't want to drive down,
right?
Okay.
Well, if we
find that's why her responsibility to oversee that it gets done.
Yeah. So oversee the that the walkways and entrances are free and clear from snow and ice? Oversee? You have to write that better?
Oversee that all walkways and entrances.
Okay. Talk to AI. We have to fix
yes, we can
oversee.
Well, but lighting wells. I woke up that morning that, we didn't think about the sidewalk.
Because that was super icy when I did it. Now.
Sunday morning, I got my shovel. I said, this is going to be difficult. I grabbed the kids from the church, and I said, I need a big favor for our library. They were right over here, cleared everything up. So we'll use whatever means.
Whatever means, including hiring somebody to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that says we can't do
that.
If
there's a foot of snow.
Exactly. The way we should look at it is if there's an inch or two of like powdery snow, then you don't even have to shovel. You can push it away. Okay. Like ice and something like, 3-4 inches and up or whatever. That's either somebody graciously, comes and does it like that gentleman, or we find somebody who's been paying, and if the town has an issue, we'll just say,
issue with hiring someone in the past, if I'm remembering correctly, was the damage that gets done to the slate.
The damage to the slate?
Really? Up front, you mean?
Yep.
Oh. Hmm.
So they were damaging with the shovels they were using or whatever?
Snowblowers or whatever they're using.
But that can happen even with a volunteer.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter whether it's paid or not. I mean, so you're right.
I'm remembering that conversation because it's like a very
special story.
Yeah.
So it gets screamed by that short. So he can, I don't know how it's going to lower and stuff.
Is that what this guy uses?
No,
shovel.
Guy
used the shovel.
Oh yeah, he comes in his little Camry and up and goes in the snow.
Talk about
ones that we can have at your disposal, or I can get kids from church.
That was a Sunday, and we had an event on a Sunday. If that were a regular Sunday,
you call me.
Wouldn't have thought about it, right?
that was lit, so we jumped right on it, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have something, I'm just going to.
So little Miss AI, tell little Miss AI.
Can we edit that?
You can.
Okay, because I have you guys work on substance and I'm more on style. You know, there's a lot too many ings, and you notice on the first page how 7, 8, 9 start with, nine doesn't. 7, 8 start with two. They should all start with two. To develop, to employ, to provide, to act. So we're doing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry. Just saying that to me, it looks better. Also, it needs a date on it. You know, for example, then like number 9, to meet monthly, meet at regular board meetings monthly, at least 10 times a year. You know what I mean? A couple of assignments like
that.
Well,
do you want to stretch something up the way you
see
it?
But so I can do it with the way you have
it. Yeah, because I sent it. It should be a Word document. I sent it as a
Word document. The way Gloria did it with the Friends of the Library, because I came to the meeting, I'm kind of the
liaison.
Somehow that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She put it up on the TV. Okay. So, this thing would have been put up, and they went through it with Gloria and two others and changed it right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
On the thing. Is there a way that we can do that, have a meeting to do
that? Yeah. So she can do, her edit, and then when we do the final, we'll do that.
Okay.
And when we do the final, we can put the date on it.
Right. I also like her formatting better, too, with the word article in it and stuff. I don't know. I just, if you look at how good the print, and she probably just got it from someplace.
She did.
You know what I mean? She just, we did.
We had samples from, three or four libraries. Some did what you said. It was more professional with the article and stuff. Others didn't. But we also
first one for that.
I think one of the libraries, was like the Burlington Library. Now they're a lot bigger than us, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
so to use them as an example, we're obviously pretty small. That's probably why you probably see a mix of kind of the,
which is what I took stuff from.
Exactly. And when I was editing,
and that's what Gloria did.
Yeah.
Put it up there, and then they changed things around.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So I'm on page 2 now. Underneath secretary, now treasurer has bullet points. Because why? Because it's so much more to do.
That's just how those are. These are the different formats.
Oh, lovely. Oh, so okay. I'm sorry. Is it okay if I hold on to this?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
think the wall with it.
Well, you can see which one I like better.
Yeah, exactly. Which one I like better.
Okay.
So is that the reason why we didn't do bullet points under the other things? Because treasurer is so much stuff. Is that right?
Treasurer was written by Michael.
Yeah.
The others was Ian.
Okay, so do we want bullets or we don't want bullets?
Well, I think it depends. The reason I use bullets, to be honest, is because I find my stuff would be confusing if you did it in a paragraph form, because I'm trying to make the point here. There's two budgets. There's a town budget, and then there's what I call the operating budget.
Mm-hmm.
And to put them together, people would be reading them fast and would know that there's two separate things.
Got it.
So I thought that was important, and and so that's why I kind of wanted to specify in terms of the other folks here. I think you could do it either way.
Just need consistency. I'm sorry. I taught English for 22 years. It's just it just needs to be consistent. Pick one way to do it and then do it for all.
Yeah.
Sorry. Just a thought. If you don't agree, that's fine. It's just to
I think it'd be easy enough to just add bullet points.
Oh,
there'd
be nothing then.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
There's
fine.
The second one. All right. Now, going to Michael's thing. I have a problem with that. I'm on the second bullet.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go with this one?
No, I do
you have. All right. So we start with the word, I'm adding S's to all this, requests monthly. Okay. See where I am? It's the word assumptions. I have a problem because that sounds like, I don't know, have a problem with that word. On estimates involving the town. I mean, is there, because some of us assuming sounds like you're not, you're just throwing noodles at the wall. You know what I mean? What is it? What would be works with the town clerk / treasurer on something used to develop the town library budget? Estimates? What are we working with here?
Well, it's our assumptions about how many, you know, the town budget is a weird thing. I'm sorry, I didn't record it, but it is. No, but what I mean by that, I don't mean, it's not intuitive. So essentially what it is it's a combination of things that they put together and we don't have any input, i.e. utilities, right? Mm-hmm. Nora pays all the utility bills. I never see them, okay? No one here sees them, I don't believe. So they're the ones, you know, but that's in the town budget for the library, okay? So we don't need to provide them anything for that. What they ask us for is certain supplies, like the printers and things like that. So we make an assumption that we'll need four things of paper, or whatever those things are, the ink cartridge, or something like that. You can call it an estimate of four or
expectations
of four. I don't know.
Or something. I mean, I
wouldn't say expectation because it's
you're not going to get it, so you can't expect.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so and they can and they may take our number or they may not. I mean, it's up to them. You know, it's we're just showing them this is what our estimate is. Hours, Julie's hours. Now, you know, we give her, we say, you know, she's planning on working 18 hours or 20 hours or whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a Julie's assumption or Julie's.
How about anticipated spending? We use that phrase. Mm. Don't like that either.
No, because that's their spending and not us. I mean,
yeah.
So I.
Well, okay, but I'm not saying it's their anticipated spending. Look at the sentence.
But I can't anticipate what they're going to spend because I don't control what they spend. You know,
right,
so
based on whose assumptions are they?
Ours.
Our assumptions on the Wells Village Library anticipated need, anticipated something, estimates of need, right? So it would make more sense to me if we put Wells Village Library in there somewhere. All right. We don't have to do this minute, but I don't know.
Work with the town clerk treasurer on the library's estimates.
Well, you can see what the other libraries wrote. All right.
Well, they don't really. They don't break out their budget. I was trying to be honest. I probably was being more specific than.
We're trying to be clear.
Yeah, because we do have a very odd. This right here is not the town budget. Town doesn't even see this.
Right.
So I was trying to make the distinction between this, which is a treasurer responsibility,
right.
And also the town budget, which is not a treasurer responsibility. Only, in fact, we just went over that earlier about hours. You know, labor is something that is the town's responsibility. We just provide them. The only thing we provide them with is the assumption or the estimate of what the hours she is going to work. That's it. And then they crank it in their number and add whatever, you know, whatever the wage is and whatever any taxes and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't do that. Supplies, like I said, we give them a little estimate of supplies, and then we give them the estimate or assumptions about what we think, what we would like to, what we could use the word request in terms of the capital.
There you go. I'm happy with that.
The capital items, we can request that the floor be done. We can request that the thing get cleaned up.
Okay, that's fair.
You know? So if you want to say that, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's six and one half a dozen in the other.
Words are important. At the very bottom now,
subjective.
The word warned. I'm at the part where it says meetings.
Mm-hmm.
All meetings will be warned. I mean, that sounds like a threat.
That's the word they use.
You have to use the word warned.
Well,
you can't say announced in advance or given prior notice.
Public meeting law is how they state it.
Yeah.
Warned?
Yeah,
wow,
that's dreadful. All right.
But that's how they.
I also, on that same line, cross out, which also allows emergency meetings without warning. If people want to know that, they should be reading open meeting law. I think writing,
so
which
do?
Also allows emergency meetings, tells people we're going to be doing that.
I'm still not
that's on the next page. Top of the next page. Open meetings law.
You know, that's, I don't know, whatever I got, it's at the bottom.
Okay, yeah. All meetings will be warned in accordance with the Vermont Open Meetings Law. Stop there.
Period. Take the rest of it out is how I
good. Let's
would love to see it, just because I don't want people to think that we often have emergency meetings without warning.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how about the board may also meet on other days at their discretion?
What page are you on?
I'm back to under meetings.
Well, yeah, we can have an emergency meeting.
Yes, but I'm saying we have the board may also meet on other days at the discretion of the board. Can we just say the board may also meet on other days at their discretion? Does that sound more succinct?
I think you should change it to dates. Instead of dates.
D-A-T-E-S. On other dates.
Yep. And I think you should move that sentence below the board will meet at the first Thursday. It should be right under that.
Because, like, for instance, we're doing this now because we had to change it because of the holiday. So, but in other words, it just makes it sense to put it there, Amanda, underneath that one.
Okay, so under the board will meet on the first Thursday of the month.
Okay, the board may also
changing that.
The board may also meet on other days.
On other dates.
But what you do is you'd start with at its own discretion, comma, the board may also meet on other dates.
Okay.
We start with the discretion.
I think after we do this, Nancy, if you want, you only have more time to go through this.
Yeah, you don't have to do it now. It's because it's really
getting me centered. Yeah, and then because this is just our first attempt.
Yeah, this is nitpicking. I know. Okay.
Anything else glaring besides our besides
the stylistic stuff,
and
you're moving. I noticed that this amendment thing is going to be moved after our
board. These are
going to be moved.
Yeah, we did my original thing. I didn't put on the committees, and Mike was right, and we added that part. So we know the order of what that should be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a start, guys.
Yeah, no, listen.
Oh,
thank
gosh,
you.
Yes.
Guys,
oh, yes.
Thank you.
This is
a lot of work.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah,
and we didn't know where to start, so we just started with looking at other libraries and
watching
some of this. Because after Gloria started on hers, I said, how did you start? She said, I just looked at other things.
I think once we have a final and we put a date on it, we should think about an annual or biannual review.
I think according it's in here.
Yeah,
shows.
You don't have to have it every year. It's
okay.
Three years.
Because that gives us the opportunity to make changes that we need.
Okay.
Right.
Or,
but you don't have to do it every year. But this
I'll do that for next time.
Food donation. We're getting down to new business. The food donation bin is something that Julie and I talked about, and Colton has it. When they come in the door, you can have a bin right there if people want to donate food.
Nice.
And I think it's a good service of the library.
So, what kind of bin?
Well, we actually have a thing out there if we could ever get to our closet. But first, we have to get to our closet, which right now it has been for years a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But just something, and then when they come in, I think it's a really neat thing. So, we should walk in the door and hold it right there as a reminder. It's nice. Why can't we do that?
You just need a pretty little sign.
Yeah,
a little flyer, whatever.
Yeah, so
nothing wrong with being a
part
of the community.
Yes, right?
Right.
Okay.
Facilities, the grant cost. Oh, okay. This goes to what we've been hearing about that Gina spoke to you, Julie?
Well, she sent that out to all of us.
That's right. About a grant possibility for storm windows for the library.
Okay, so there is a member that really wants this library to have storm windows. and he previously spoke to it.
To a patron Gina. Of the library, not a member of, not a member of the board.
Okay. Just
clarifying that.
But we can say, we can't say the name because he has.
When Don and Paul were here fixing our lights, he just so happened to be driving by and he stopped in. And he spoke to them about how this library needs energy-efficient storm windows. So Dawn, Gina still works for the town. She writes grants. And so Dawn had put Gina in charge to find a grant to get the storm windows. I said that that was a facility issue, and if, you know, obviously if you need anything, but that is on them. We requested to repaint the ramp, and then Dawn had said, well, I'm looking into getting you a new ramp. So that's how he put Gina on the ramp. So I think we, when we put it in the request, we just what we wanted to repaint it.
Right.
And then
right.
we know we have the tar paper. We know we have the tar paper, and then in good weather to just replace the tar paper. So we know all that. We requested to be painted. They're taking it up another level. And it is up in the facility issue, and they're in charge of the facilities. So Gina, I think, wants to have our input, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, it really is their decision. Because it's a facility.
Doesn't it affect the integrity of the building? I thought we wanted to touch anything. No.
Well, I don't know.
Well, it's not a historic.
What it entails.
It's not a. It's not on the historic register, right?
No, I know, but I thought we should keep things in perpetuity, which is why we don't have a toilet inside.
Oh, the town won't let us have that.
Oh, in terms of what the deed, what's?
I thought she left it to us. Please correct me. She left it to us with the understanding that we weren't supposed to change anything.
Well, it might be that it just needs to remain a library.
Oh, there you go. That would be better. We could have some room, wiggle room, if that's the case.
If there was a grant and there was a purchase, maybe we could at least get to see it.
She was looking for ideas. So if you ever become aluminum, I don't know, sounds like it would be icy. But
storm, I don't think these windows right now, do they even open?
No, they wouldn't even.
And are there screens?
No.
So these are just old windows, glass, old glass.
Also
windows.
Odd size, I'm sure.
Strange, not to touch. So it sounds like a big number project.
So like, what would you do if it doesn't fit?
It's not really our decision. And that's where I kind of had said, I didn't request it. The board didn't request it. Dawn, the patron, went to you. You are select board. You guys are in charge of that. You put the person that you felt to be in charge of finding it, finding the grant, and getting in touch with the patron to figure it out. Okay. Then just let us know when you figure it out.
Well, would we be able to prove that we would save X amount of money on this or something? I mean, is that the goal to save
energy?
The whole goal is the energy. Yeah. Well, I mean, if that was significant, that would be a selling factor for me.
But if they find a grant and they want to do it, then
I think that would change the way it looks.
This has not been anything that has been initiated by the board of the librarian of this library. It was initiated outside. It's up to them. We don't have a say if they decide to do it. But the thing is, we did not initiate that. We initiated, we wanted something of the real.
Right. Yeah, we want to spruce it up a bit. And I think
that's the safety.
Yeah. And the actual sentence, which was, I'll paraphrase it because I can't work the word right now, was, I can't remember how many times I've painted that. So why don't we find something that doesn't have to be continuously
a Trex ramp or something?
I would be fine with Trex, but I don't want to see an aluminum ramp out there. That's very tacky for a building like this.
Well, it is, yeah.
Trex, I agree.
A white Trex deck would be.
Yeah.
And that's slippery, though, too.
Trex is what they have at the library. I mean, at the town hall.
The white one, that was slippery, too.
Well, we'd still probably need something for that. But at least that's no maintenance. That's
yeah, you're right. You have to do anything with it.
Wipe it down. You know what I mean? It won't chip or
Right. So if we get back to him, we could just say that this was not initiated with us.
What are your ideas when you actually have an idea?
Yeah, and then to us,
the drawing, the specs, our priority
is really good.
Yeah, I guess that's what that could be the answer. Really, if we had our druthers, the ramp is our priority for safety issues, maintenance,
and handicap, right?
Yes, we have a ramp.
Well, that's why she's calling it an ADA grant.
American Disabilities Act.
Yeah, so the ramp is one of the priorities.
I think so. Yes, absolutely.
We weren't thinking that.
And we've been saying that right along.
People are constantly coming and seeing that.
Yes.
I don't think if people say, oh, the library's got new store windows, I've got to go check it out.
I also think that it may or may not be possible for them to add storm windows without entirely changing what you're seeing here.
Yes, I'm just like storm windows,
and they're literally things that clip over them.
Yeah, right. I'm not an engineer, and I don't have a clue what they would do.
And we don't know if it's a big project. That means the library has to close for a certain amount of days or whatever.
So I think whatever they come up with. Not an idea.
So, ramp is more important.
Yeah, ramp is a function.
Yeah, a functional request. You know,
safety features, which is far more important.
Yeah, and we know we have the tar paper, and you know that's why we, you know, when the weather is good, we'll just
All right. Well, that was that. All right, well, the Modern Woodsman Bingo Fundraiser. B-I-N-G-O.
February 12th and 15th.
12th.
That is our week. So it's our Library Loves.
And 15th.
That's Thursday the 12th.
Love Your Library Week, as Gina put it on her Facebook with the Venmo. Because it was the week of Valentine's
Day.
So I thought that's actually kind of going to work out. So like, hopefully we'll get the friends to be that. But
so Thursday the 12th?
Yes.
And Sunday.
We need two volunteers each day. But Mary Beth had a good thought. That's something maybe the friends could do
too.
One of those days.
Yeah. I can do Sunday because the Thursday one, I'm here 2 to 6. Unless somebody comes here. They want you there early.
Only there five-ish.
Yeah. And I have the letter. Oh, I'm glad the Lake St. Catherine Conservation Fund, the second one, the other one, they donated a
travel ticket.
And I sent a thank you in the mail.
Thank you.
But that's over now because it ended in December, right?
No, it's every month.
Oh. This for this year.
For 20 cents.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We could possibly win $1,000. Yeah. Only 300 tickets were sold, but we're not number 300. We're less. Our chances have gone up. $80. Yeah, $80 to buy the ticket. So they donated
that
one
was
to
really
us.
Nice. Yeah. That was
really nice. They didn't put any names. It just said the fun.
Okay.
Do we have to get back to the woodsman on this? I mean, that we
no, we just show up.
We show up.
And it's two people per date, right?
Correct.
Two people per date.
Are we doing food?
No, our friends, we just
the ladies who cook are going to show up and do their food.
All the people are going to come and work the floors. We're entitled to a hot dog or a burger.
And we don't fall, right? What does work the floor mean?
We don't fall.
Because they're like maniacs.
I guess they are.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, you basically wear an apron
and you sell all the tickets, the special fully raffled tickets. And you're very much in demand. Especially for the first, from 5 to 7. Then it starts at 7. And then it's serious bingo. Mm-hmm. And then when people win, and you got to go over and look at their card to make sure the numbers
they
match.
Won.
Mm-hmm. And then you take that and you give them whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm in the nicely lucky. Is what I'm doing.
So it's then you just get to sit a little when there's that little break, and it's
and then you clean up
serious.
And then you clean up
and then you
clean up
stay in the so we have to hope that it's a big week, a big winning
week. A big
week.
Well, it's Christmas weekend, so that it could be either people go out of town or more people because people
do
be around.
Do you think it's not that week or?
No.
That's the week we
do. I don't know.
The next week.
Following Monday?
Yeah.
So they have off going into it.
Uh-huh.
So it's
it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. No,
you know, you're on your feet.
School break is the 23rd.
Just think of the sandwich board.
Oh, no. I know. It's good money.
Good money.
It's but these two puppies, remember.
You know?
It is
no, it's like money.
I got money.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
was
saying
get it,
five.
And then we can spend. Not supposed to spend and then try to recruit.
I did it with Lisa a couple of years ago. So.
But it's good money.
It's
and
good
again,
money.
Community,
good money.
It's good, you know. We
yeah.
should probably get shirts or something. Should get library,
yeah.
you know, so they know where
maybe
we're from.
We can wear the heffalumps, the pins.
The heffalum pins?
Peg.
Oh, you have to show me. Oh,
yeah,
you have to
show me.
First, well, so that's good news that we have a fundraiser.
Right.
Now, additional fundraising opportunities.
Well, we talked about the
GoFundMe.
And then I think, which we can talk about it, whatever, rummage sale, but the same day will be our book sale. So just one big bash.
Mm-hmm.
One big. So, like, I'll be charged book sale, and then we'll have a committee for the rummage, and then the big sale, and then
we
after that,
yes,
potential
for
$2,000.
Yeah,
I'm like lost in how all this works with the Friends because I thought some of that was gonna.
So Friends has so whatever Friends does for their fundraising goes to them.
Mm-hmm.
So if we say Friends, we don't want the book sale, we don't want the big sale, whatever money
so we
they
should
make,
continue doing what we want. And let them pick up new ones.
They come up with their own ideas.
Right.
Like their own fundraisers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do they help us with our fundraisers?
Yes. Yeah. But like this is our fundraiser. The money will come to
there.
We'll go to there.
They
see
other money.
Yeah. So that's where I'm hoping we only have to do that. Maybe in the Friends.
This could be one of our
reports. Yeah.
There's potential.
They decide how to disperse their money. They make it. Friends make it. And then
Friends make it.
They might have a request.
Mm.
Can we have some money for X? And then they dissolve.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Yeah. The only time that we can take that money is if they dissolve the Friends of the Library. Their money goes to us at that point. Up to then, it's their money.
So
well,
you know, I think you know, we do the one big badge, and then
mm-hmm.
do the friend, the Love Your Library,
and
they
have
their idea.
Ideas.
And then there was a grant that I got an email for. I forwarded it to Gloria. She sent it to I think he's the secretary, but he does the grant writing. So there was that, because it had to be a Friends group to apply.
Yeah.
For that one. So I emailed her that.
Going back to the rummage sale, did we have an idea in mind when we wanted to do that?
So we wanted to do it, I thought, maybe around when late people were here.
Yeah.
But also the following week, no select board meetings, so that we could use the...
Do what we were... Yeah.
What Nora
right.
had said
keep,
we could
keep
do.
The books in that room
yes.
for another week.
You know, yeah, for the extra 3 days.
Right.
And then they'll collect money there, and then after that, we're not keeping any books. They're going to get donated to either our local bookstore
Andy
shop
or
the book bin.
Right. Okay. Does that make June?
Well, late June, yes, but then the next week is July 4th.
Right. But then don't forget the Rescue Squad people have their rummage sale in July, I believe. Didn't they have it a couple weeks after the one we had in June?
Every
yeah,
day.
They
came with
the
truck.
They came with the
truck. Right.
All
of our
extras.
Right. Yeah, so that's actually not a bad idea, too, because then they can collect all our
extras. You mean the fire department?
Fire department.
Yeah, maybe if we could get a hold of them and find out a date, that would help us narrow it down.
Yeah. I want to say you're right. It's usually the last weekend of July.
Mm-hmm.
The faster we nail down a date, the better for me, because I've already booked multiple weekends and I'm not available this summer.
Okay.
Starting, like, June 20th.
Starting. Well, didn't we have to move it once in June?
Because of the weather.
We had to
move it because of the weather. But you're right. We should try to get that down. And I know last year, Laura had a little hard time with getting the fire department down to a date. So we got to start with her early to get after them and get a date, and then we can do our.
Yeah. I don't, and we know Peggy's is like a
long competition.
Yeah, because I don't want
to. No, but she, what, little one is usually April or October.
Yeah,
so
we're
okay there.
Okay.
And they haven't booked their dates yet either.
No,
so we really got to get on the horn with this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll figure out, once we figure out our day, when we want to start collecting.
Right.
Do we have jars anywhere besides here now?
I don't think so.
Jars for what?
Because it was just at Rosemary, right? The other one.
Oh, coins. Huh?
Yeah, but she gives to the food pantry too, and then
that's right. No. Did you think we should put them someplace else?
I don't know. I just thought maybe change up the jars a little bit. Put a new picture.
Oh, yeah.
Put a goal on the jar.
$50. Take all your pennies.
$50 to buy this.
Well, I got $20 last week.
Yeah, like you put a different picture on it and draw attention to it again, maybe.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
At least I cleared it. You can actually see it.
It's there.
I didn't know we had a jar.
We have this great thing at my school right now. We're trying to raise money for the ski and snowboard program. And so they literally took an old pair of skis, and it's like the radar to see if we can get them on.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. So I was just thinking, if you drew on the jar, and you were like,
mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, y'all, what do you think about it? We've got all this cleared away. You can come in. You can see.
Yeah, and then that over there is, I'm still going to clean that, too. I got to return that bin, but we're getting there.
We're getting there. We're getting the robotics things out in the hallway, so that's cleared from there.
I did.
It looks good. It looks better.
Julie and I are praying for the day comes that we can get into the shed.
Oh, yes.
We can't even get into it at this point.
Yeah, because we're cleaning that out, and...
Well, because it's all icy and snowy, get into the shed physically. So right now we're kind of in a chance to get in there and get some of those totes. This is going to be a total.
Yeah.
All right, well, we don't need to break it.
It does not show up on here.
Any other local business?
This or unlockable? I have something.
Julie, I haven't been able to access the ring. I can see that people are
Okay, yes, it's because I did not pay for the subscription.
Okay.
So the ring, Gina came in, it took 3 seconds to delete it from her personal account, and now it's under the library's email. So the subscription is over, so we don't get saved videos. We get live. So if we want saved videos, it's $200 a year. So when it goes off, you can look at it, and I can see it from like that day, but you can't get go back the 90 days like it was.
So we were paying $200 before.
Is that?
I'm so confused on this.
Yeah, I think it was $200.
Well, do you have the ring subscription on?
It was on one of our things, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can, so that's, yeah, it was.
It was like last December, wasn't it?
It should have been November, the end of November. So we only just, we have the ring. The subscription is so that you can watch previous videos. So.
You need to have that. Because if something happens and you get vandalized, you need to be able to pull that up. Why have the camera if you can't?
That's true.
We had, not to throw a monkey wrench into this, but this is one where we asked the town to pay for this and put on the town budget. One of our requests on that, which I have not heard anything. I don't know if anyone has heard whether they're, they may make the decision. I don't know. Maybe it's their decision then. At that point, it's not even ours. So,
we paid for the cameras and an original subscription,
correct?
Yes,
correct.
So is this on us?
Yes, and
did we budget for a subscription for the next fiscal year?
For in our budget here,
yeah,
we did, but we put it in also. I think when we were meeting back a few months ago, that the idea came, well, shouldn't security be a facility-related kind of cost? And so we asked the town, that was one of our requests, our estimates, whatever, that mm-hmm. that we sent into the town. And so my point is, I'll ask Nora. Yeah, because if they're going to, if they're going to accept it and pay for it,
mm-hmm.
then it's a moot issue from our standpoint, right?
Subscriptions and memberships.
$616.
Right. It probably, I'd have to check. I think it is in there. Right?
Right.
But see, that was prepared before the town was prepared. So that was prepared in like before the fiscal year started in July. The town budget isn't prepared until like late September, October. So then it came up. I don't know who someone had the idea. It's a good idea. You know, well, should this be a town cost? Even though we paid the subscription a year ago. And so we put it in there. And unfortunately, we didn't.
We haven't heard.
Yeah.
So we can ask about it because I know that they had the budget meeting.
So let's hypothetically say that they say no. Mm-hmm. Would we all agree that we would want to pay for it out of our own?
Yeah, I think it's how much is it a year again? 200. Oh, okay. Well, we should be able to play it back is what we need to do, right? Right, unfortunately bring is a lot more expensive than playing, but that's water under the bridge. We have a lot of water. Okay, bring it up. Thank you, man. Next regular board meeting.
Yes. What's the first Thursday in February? I don't have my phone in me. February what? 5th. February 5th. 2026.
Okay.
8 p.m. That's before bingo. So,
yeah.
We can get, make sure you have volunteers for that. Yeah.
Right. Think about it. Maybe Gloria will
if anybody wants to do it.
Yeah, she wasn't feeling good.
We will talk to the friends and see if they would like to do one of those 2 days and supply two people. Worst comes to worst, I'll do it.
I mean, yeah, it's business.
Under a lot of duress.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling.
I would happily cover the library. I'm really not a fan of it, though.
I'm not either.
I have, like,
Hey, so are we now signing off?
We're going to adjourn.
Signing off for?
Oh, we better sign off.
Yeah, let's adjourn at.
Do we have 7:30?
Oh, well, motion to adjourn. Thank you, Annie.
Second.
Yay!
Like a second? Okay, 7:30.
Okay, are you going to do that, Amanda? So that.
Yeah,
I feel like it'll be easy. I think there's a thing that says.
Thank you for all you do. Good job.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you for your English teacher.
So this says stop.
I'm telling you,
yep.
I.